Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news of the gospel with you. It's Monday. It's June 17th. What a beautiful weekend we had with Father's Day. Hope all of you had a chance to go into church, praise the name of Jesus, and tell our Heavenly Father, Happy Father's Day. And to all of you fathers out there, a belated Happy Father's Day. But you know what I was thinking about this weekend, my beloved, is that every day is Father's Day. It's nice to be recognized. It's nice to get noticed. But every day is Father's Day. But on that one day is a time where we can just sit down and be quiet and have everyone look at us and say Happy Father's Day. But know that our responsibilities are not one day of the year. Our responsibility as the leader of the house, as the one who the Lord has anointed to take care of our families. That happens 365 days out of the year, 24/7. But I just want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters, my beloved, that are tuning in tonight. What a wonderful weekend we've had. You know, it all started last Friday out in Halava Chapel. Pastor Scott got his 7 faithful. That is growing. We're building that ministry back up on Friday chapels. So my brothers, for those of you that are listening up in Halava, know that you can sign up for our chapel on Friday afternoons at noon. And we also have the third Wednesday evening Bible study also. You know, and that started with a big kickoff because that number is steadily growing up there. Pastor Scott is so faithful to keep going because even if there's only one person there, Pastor Scott would go after the one. Just like how Jesus went after that one sheep. 99 were fine, but he went after that one. Saturday was a wonderful day. You know, we started off early with our live connection up at First Assembly of God Red Hill. And that's where we have the live visitations between the families here on Oahu and the incarcerated loved ones in Saguaro and Red Rock, Arizona. Well, now that they've moved everyone over to Saguaro from Red Rock, it's only Saguaro. We had a few glitches with some of the connections from other people trying to connect in, and Arizona had a few problems, but we're still able to accommodate over 35 families on Saturday. Over 150 people were able to share their aloha, their love with their loved ones in Arizona. And I know how much that means to the brothers that are locked up over there. And the day continued, you know, on Saturday afternoons at 2:30, we go into OCCC, Free Inside Prison Ministry. You know, and in that day alone, we were able to go into 4 different modules. We go in at 2:30 in the afternoon. So I want to give a shout out to Module 18. I want to give a shout out to Module 4 and Module 3. Our team of 8 volunteers were able to split up and were able to go into all those modules at the same time. Praise the Lord. Onward, Christian soldiers. I mean, we've got our black dry fit shirts on. We're in jeans. We've got our prison grub on. And we're ready to go and march forward with the name of Jesus opening the gates before us. Hallelujah. But you see, we also return in the evening to go to Annex 1. And, you know, we're so blessed to be with our brothers there. But, you know, on Saturday alone, over 158 brothers and sisters were able to hear the name of Jesus, to hear the word of God from Free Inside Ministry. We're so blessed and so grateful that the Lord continues to open the doors. And I thank all of our faithful servants who show up every time to come and share the love of God. You know, and then on Sunday, praise the Lord, we're able to get into the Federal Detention Center on Father's Day, which we're so blessed to do. My wife and I, Lynette, my wife and I were able to get in to both modules, 6A, 6B, and it was wonderful. We had a great time in 6B. A lot of movement going on in 6A. Brother John, if you listen to me, I know you're in the shoe. I heard about your situation. Hey, 1 down, 2 to go, bro. You're going to get there. Praying for you, loving on you, man. Keep it tight, keep it right, and keep it in the light. But, you know, we were able to get into 6B as a request by a few of the brothers who faithfully, I think it was Brother Daryl and Brother Guy over there. Thank you so much for reaching out. Keep up the communication with Pastor Barry. And it was just a pleasure. Kekoa, shout out to you, bro. You know, you went from my wide receiver to a defensive lineman, but that's okay. I'll tell Coach Norm that the Chunky Monkey is ready to roll. Still got that million-dollar smile. And thank you so much, Brother Kiko, for doing praise and worship. You know, yesterday I only had about 40 minutes in Module 6B. And, you know, I just came out guns blazing. And some of them are still recovering from the diatribe, from the tirade that I was able to share with them. And, you know, it's kind of like the scene out of Star Wars, where you have Luke Skywalker, and they're about to go really fast in their spaceship, and he looks over to Chewbacca, you know, the guy that looks just like me with hair, and he says, "Prepare for hyperspace," and that's my favorite line of the movie, when Chewbacca says, and they go off into the stars at a hyperspace speed, kind of like what was happening in 6B yesterday. But I'm sure the grace of our Lord touched each and every one of the men and the brothers that were there. And not to be left out, we are heading over this week Wednesday. I believe this will be the third Wednesday. Pastor Virginia will be up in Wayava. We'll pray for you, my brothers, but we will be up at the women's facility on Thursday. Looking for an exciting time there, trying to get all our logistics set up. So I want to give a special shout out to all those that are listening. Special shout out to Sergeant Abe and his handsome son, Mark. Yes, I said handsome to you, Mark, so you can thank me later. Our mission statement for the Free Inside Ministry is it's our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God in words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Wayava, OCCC, FDC, and the Women's Correctional Facility in Hawaii. We even reach out to our brothers that are in Saguaro, Arizona. We'll be heading there shortly in the fall to go visit them again and to minister to all of them that are there. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our programs in a podcast format to download for your listening enjoyment, either through iTunes or Feedburner with Google. We have a Facebook page for those of you riding the wave of social media, Free Inside Ministry. And we do have an email account, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. For those of you who are regular listeners, thank you so much. You would know by now our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." And if you go on further to verses 12-14, you'll see that it says, "In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you'll find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Amen. Amen. I want to thank all of my guest pastors that have been on here. Pastor Bird, thank you so much for last week. Had a wonderful time with you. Hope you had a wonderful men's conference out there at the Fishers of Men's Ministry. I hope New Hope had a wonderful time this past Friday with their fundraiser for their prison outreach down at Sand Island. I heard that it was just great down there. And we also have another outreach coming up, but I'm going to share that information tomorrow night. That's with Hope Chapel Olomana. I believe it's coming up on Saturday at Kailua Elementary. They've got a big shindig going down there with Hawaiian buffet food, so we got to enjoy that. Just want to give a shout out to all of you that have just taken the time out today to tune in. It's Monday night, start of the week. It's a long week, no holidays this week, so it's going to be a long one. And, you know, we've had a wonderful time sharing. I want to give a thank you to Teneri Ma'afala, Keith I. Ewan, and, of course, Sean Nakamoto. I'll be speaking at the Windows of Hope tomorrow night down at the Shopo headquarters on Kalihi Street. We're going to be bringing our praise and worship team from Free Inside Ministry. We're going to give the gentlemen over there a break. We're going to come and bless them and love on them. And we're just going to bring our praise and worship team. And they've asked me to speak tomorrow evening. I'm so excited. And for those of you that are listening, it's at 7 p.m. at Shopo headquarters. It's at the Kalihi Street and I think it's Howe Street. Look it up, Shopo headquarters address. We meet in the bottom of there. We're so blessed to have such a wonderful area to meet. Just about 70 men get together, share the word of God, and, you know, just so blessed to have this opportunity. Thank you once again, Brother Keith and Brother Tanari, for offering me that invitation. And it's going to be exciting tomorrow night. I already had a message from last week. I've been tweaking it here and there. And, buckle up, guys. Buckle up. It's going to be a one heck of a ride tomorrow night. But tonight is a different story. Tonight I wanted to be in the book of Deuteronomy, if we could. And I should spend more time in the Old Testament, but tonight we're going to be there. So if you could open up your Bibles or your swords, because we are going to battle, my beloved, against the enemy. Every time we open up the Bible, it's for inspiration. It's for connection. It's for correction. It's for direction, because that's what the Bible is for. Mighty, mighty words of the Lord written on every page. And it's up to us to read them, to digest them and understand them, and to apply them in our lives. But I wanted to go to the chapter 8 in the book of Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, the fifth book of the Old Testament. Chapter 8 in my Bible says a call to remember and obey. And I just wanted to share some verses. And, you know, for those of you who have those a lot of alphabet soup behind your name, we shall pontificate upon this later. For all of us other regular guys, we're going to talk story about these verses, okay? Amen. Let's open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the blessings upon my life. I thank you for blessing this radio program. I thank you for providing the resources that makes this program available. I ask you to bless Honolulu Ford, bless Mark Benson, his entire team. Bless them in abundance. A healing touch to anyone who is in earshot of this program. A healing touch from the top of their heads to the tips of their toes, Father God. I also ask that if there's any staff that are working in any of the facilities tonight, that you bless them and you heal them also, Father God, so they come to work in the right mind and the right spirit. Lord, we just thank you for our families. Thank you for our loved ones. I thank you for all the pastors, ministers, and volunteers that go to the prisons to share the love of Jesus with our brothers and sisters there. Bless them and protect them always, Father. Lord, I ask that you just seal the word that's about to be delivered. Help the seed find fertile soil so that it can be nurtured, that it can become fruitful and become bountiful to your glory, Father God. It's not about anything I do, Father God, but it's about everything you do through me, Father God. Help me increase, Father God. Squash me, crush me, so that your name be lifted up, Father God. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor that you deserve. In your most matchless and powerful and priceless name, everyone in agreement says, amen. Hallelujah. Going into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, and it's a call to remember and obey. Be careful to obey all the commands I am giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Remember how the Lord led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. You see, right there is a great verse in verse 2. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness. Hallelujah. He didn't say he led you to. It says he led you through. We have to grab onto that. See, a lot of us are going through a situation right now. A lot of us got some stuff we're dealing with. A lot of us just have some things that are going on. Amen? I'm not the only one who's got a situation. I'm not the only one who's got some stuff. I'm not the only one who's got some mess that can't be blessed. So I've got to straighten up and get it taken care of. But my brothers and my sisters, right here in the scripture, it tells us that the Lord our God led us through the wilderness. God is leading through whatever challenge you're facing right now. God is holding your hand and leading you through if you are walking in obedience. Amen. Can I get a witness tonight? Hallelujah. Because if you're not being obedient, then you're being disobedient. Because in your mind, my beloved, if the thoughts are not of God, then your thoughts are not of God. It doesn't get any more simpler than that. If the thoughts are not of God, then the thoughts are not of God. We have to fill ourselves with only the thoughts of our Lord Jesus Christ. But right here in the scriptures, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, it's a great reminder. Remember how the Lord your God led you through, underline star, cross, the wilderness for these 40 years, not 40 seconds, not 40 minutes, not 40 days, and not 40 months, 40 years. And some of us think that we're going through something and it's been so long because it's been happening to us for the last 48 hours. Right here, we're talking about 40 years. Imagine where you were, my beloved, if you're of my age, which is 27 times 2. If you're my age, where were you 40 years ago? Well, 40 years ago, I was 14 years old. I didn't know which end was up. I didn't know much about the world. To me, life was beef stew rice and ride my bike to the park to play basketball. 40 years later, I'm sitting here in this beautiful studio at Salem Media. I'm blessed to have a radio program that broadcasts 5 nights a week, 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., 99.5 FM. By the grace of God, I'm reaching those that are lost. By the grace of God, I'm reaching those that are incarcerated and locked up. But my beloved, as I've always said before, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. There's a lot of you walking around in Kalakaua Avenue. There's a lot of you walking around on the sidewalks of Kailua. There's some of you climbing the hills in Waianae. You are more locked up and locked out than my brothers that are inside OCCC. Amen? Amen. It's not about the fences. It's not about the razor wire. It's not about the barbed wire. It's not about the concrete walls. It's about the sin that is holding your heart in bondage. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Thank you. So anyway, right here, the Lord is saying, and it says, remember how the Lord your God led you through. I've got the thing underlined parentheses in my Bible because that reminds me that God pulled them through the wilderness. But He was testing them in those 40 years whether or not they would obey His commands. Sometimes the Lord is going to test us. Sometimes He's going to see if we're going to listen, if we're going to pay attention and follow the commandments that He has given us. Now, hello, I know nobody's perfect. The last perfect person that walked the face of the earth was Jesus Christ Himself, and all we did was put Him on a cross and kill Him. So we don't want to be perfect, but please, my brothers and my sisters, let's try and be holy if we could. I didn't say let's try and be religious. I didn't say try and say let's be politically correct and following the doctrine and the dogma of the church. I said let's try and be holy. Amen? Amen. Yes, He humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out. Your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good. Hallelujah. To my brethren that are incarcerated right now, if you've had the joy, and I assume that it's been a joy to hear me speak, or maybe if you've had the misfortune of me in front of you, in front of your mod or your unit or your pod, I always tell you that you know what? It's for our own good. God loves you so much where you're at. Amen? Look in the mirror and say, God loves me. But, and this is a big but, B-U-T, but He loves you too much to leave you where you're at. Amen? Because you see, my brothers and my sisters, a lot of times we think, oh, woe is me. You know, the pity party time is over. Can't have that anymore. We've got to be able to focus on the ways of the Lord. We have to focus on a life that is pleasing to God. I ask myself, my brothers and sisters, every time during the day, am I living a life that is worthy of Jesus dying for? The bottom line is Jesus died for each and every one of us. I don't care which way you're going to cut it. But is the life you're living worthy of Jesus dying for? Because you see, when it comes to that point, when it comes to that time where you're going to be facing God Himself, and He's going to say, so what did you do? Well, you know, Lord, I had 3 BMWs and I had a really nice Harley Davidson. It was a soft tail with only 11,000 miles. That's not what He asked. What did you do with my son while you were on earth? Well, God, you know, I had those two homes up in Kailua, but I finally sold the one in Henderson, Las Vegas, in Nevada. And, you know, I gave my 10% to, because that's not what I asked. What did you do with my son while you were on earth? Well, Lord, you know, I took the kids on a vacation to Disneyland every other year because it's kind of expensive. But on the off years, we go to Kauai and spend time with, Tutu and up in Kapa'a side. The Lord will say, that's not what I asked. What did you do with my son when you were on earth? You see, that's what it's going to come down to. It's not going to come down to how many houses you had. It's not going to come down to what kind of car you drove. It's not going to come down to where did you vacation with the Ohana? And it's not going to come down to how many degrees you got in college. The bottom line, any color you look at, white, black, yellow, green, purple, short, fat, tall, skinny, sideways, backways, Japanese, Haole, Caucasian, Popolo, Filipino, and everybody else. I forgot. Can't forget my Portuguese chosen race. It doesn't matter who you are. That's the question you're going to get asked. So I ask myself every day, is the life I'm leading worthy of Jesus dying for? You know, and I was sharing this with a good sister, Colleen Ching, over at KITV4 today as we prepare for Convoy of Hope, which is coming very quickly on July 20th. We'll be on the island of Molokai. Shout out to Molokai. Kaunakakai! All right. And on the 27th, we'll be here at Aloha Stadium and also Kapolei Fairgrounds. You know, on the island of Molokai, we are bringing 23 tons of free food. We're bringing shoes for the kids. We're bringing backpacks. We're bringing hairstylists, doctors, dentists. You're going to have entertainment, free lunch, government services, churches coming together. It's going to be Jesus with skin that day. We're going to bless the island of Molokai on July 20th. And there's also going to be a concert that night. I hear Christ the Fari is coming to town with also Barrett and Tara Awai, Danny Lehman, and a few other people. I even hear that Don O'Brien from 95.5 The Fish is going to be there. Hallelujah. Also, they're going to have a wonderful message the next day with Pastors Waxer Tipton from One Love and also Pastor Guy Kapelelia from the Moke Church, as Don always says. But, you know, that's the Convoy of Hope that's coming. But you see, what happens is everything is about a test. Is the life that we're leading a life that's worthy of Jesus dying on the cross for us? And he also says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4, for all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good. To all my beloved that are incarcerated, you got clothes on your back. You got shoes or slippers on your feet. You're able to eat a couple meals every day. You're able to go take a shower. You're doing pretty all right. God's taking you of all the stuff you were doing to get you in a place where you would have an opportunity to choose to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's not going to force it down your throat. He's going to make it very easy for you to make that decision. Now, the next time God comes down to earth, it's not going to be a pretty sight. It's going to be judgment. So until then, you know, God wants everyone to hear the name of Jesus. He wants everyone to have the opportunity for salvation. But if he comes, it's not going to be a pretty day, like I said before. So he needs some help to get the message out, to get the word out, to share the gospel of the good news. So he reaches down from the heavens. He puts his arm through the clouds and he says, Pastor Bula, can you help me? Sister Lynn, can you help me? Sister Marianne, Sister Miriam, can you help me? Brother Robert, Pastor Barry, oh, my brothers, help me. Pastor Scott Sonoda, Pastor Bird, Pastor Virginia, oh, help me, help me. Oh, Pastor Keith, oh, Brother Sean, Pastor Sean, hey, Brother Teneri, help me. Share the good news for me. I'm reaching down. I'm stretching my arm just to have us reach up and touch his hand so that we can become the vessels that would bring the good news. Because that's what we do. We love each and every one of you, but it's a call into our heart. It's a call into our spirit to come and share the good news of Jesus in the prisons at night. Hallelujah. But you see, we have to do something. We have to obey the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land of flowing streams and pools of water with fountains and springs that gush out in the valleys and hills. You know, the Lord is preparing a place for all of us. Beware that, you know, but it's a time to be careful, because we need to beware that in your time of plenty, you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands, regulations, and decrees that I'm giving you today. Do not become proud at that time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know where you came from or what you've done, but everybody's got a story. Everybody's come from somewhere. You know, and I always joke, I say, if you want to find perfect people, just go to church on Sunday. People tend to feel that they become sanctified once they come to the Lord, but they forget where they came from. Free Inside Ministry, we know where we came from. We know the dirt we lived in. We know the mud we lived in. We never forget that. That's why we come. We come into the prisons with the passion of the Lord. We come into the prisons with the love of the Lord just to share the good news of the gospel, share the name of Jesus, to just love on you like Christ would love you. Jesus didn't hang out with perfect people. Jesus hang out with the broken people. He'd hang out with the broken people because he could fix them. He could heal them. And the reason he hung out with the broken people is they needed him. It's when you allow God to enter your life. It's when you ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. When you ask Him to just take over, take control of my life, Lord, He will bless you. It's coming to that point of surrender. For many of us, we don't know what surrender is. Surrender is like when you come up to the altar and you get filled with the Holy Spirit and someone's praying over you and they're touching you and all of a sudden you feel like you're getting hot and you just it's just unbelievable. You're filled with the Holy Spirit and you fall effortlessly back. And usually someone's there to catch you, but you fall backwards, filled with the Holy Spirit. Not because somebody pushed you, not because somebody tapped you, not because somebody said, you're getting ready, go now. No, you become filled with the Spirit. You become filled with the peace that surpasses all understanding. You become filled with the joy of the Lord. But as the Lord says, remember, do not become proud at the time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Now, I know none of us out here are in slavery right now. Would pray not and hope not in human trafficking, but we're in bondage. You see the word busy? A lot of us are busy. We're busy doing this and busy doing that and busy doing that. And for Gidget, this is for you. Busy is bondage under Satan's yoke. Bondage under Satan's yoke. See, being busy isn't a bad thing, but if you're too busy, that's taking away your time from the Lord. That's taking away from your quiet time. That's taking away from the prayer time. That's taking away from your devotional time because you're busy. Now, I said being busy wasn't bad, but we need to prioritize our lives. And if the first thing that you do in the morning is wake up and you say, praise the Lord, I'm breathing. Hallelujah, I'm right with you. But if the first thing you do is wake up and you grab your phone or you look at the clock radio, already your focus is not on of the Lord. So, so many of us, we always do something and we say, hey, God, about halfway through the deal, we're going, God, bless this, please. Bless my plans. God, I need your blessing, but I want to try and change that. I'm going to try and change that with myself, my very own self. I'm going to try and do this. Instead of saying, God, bless my plans after I'm halfway through it and I never submitted it to Him for His thought and His counsel, I want to live like this and just say, God, please plan my blessings. Plan my blessings, Lord, and let me know where to go. I want to give Him full control of my life. I want to give Him control of what I'm doing. I want to give Him control of my steps in the path that He has placed before me in the light. See, that's what we need to do. We need to surrender to God. We need to submit to His authority, embrace His love, embrace the correction, and just embrace Him. We need to be living vessels of God's love. For those of us that are believers, we have been given a gift of the Holy Spirit. We should share that with others. I'd like to close in prayer. You know, it's been wonderful tonight. You know, the time goes by so quickly, and I never forget how fast it goes. Father, protect all those that have been listening tonight. Hold them close tonight, Father God. Hear their prayers as they call out to you, Abba Father. Father, just give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Hold them close. Comfort them in their times of trouble. For those that need a healing, please heal them, Father God. In your most precious name, amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.